Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. If you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, 844-236-6010. If you have a health challenge you need help with, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will talk with Allison Hong Merrill, author of the book 99 Fire Hoops. Really interesting book about resilience. That's basically Allison Hong Merrill's memoir about being an immigrant from Taiwan and the trials and tribulations that she went through. And I would say it's fair to say it's a book about survival, resilience, dealing with the inevitable ups and downs, vicissitudes of life. Allison Hong Merrill will be with us at the bottom of the hour. And your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, if you want to speak to a real-life human being. Also ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. You can help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program by teaching people about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program and by helping people incorporate nutritional supplementation into their day-to-day lives. I have personally been nutritionally supplementing my whole adult life. I've been talking about the importance of nutritional supplementation for going on 30 years since I first learned about the power of vitamins and minerals and trace nutrients, phytonutrients in pharmacy school. Believe it or not, in pharmacy school, we study a lot about nutrition, but we don't study nutrition like a dietitian studies nutrition. We study it nutrition like a pharmacist studies nutrition. In other words, we study the medicinal and therapeutic benefits of vitamins and minerals and macronutrition, and we study disease as if they were nutritional deficiencies. We study arthritis as a nutritional deficiency. We study skin issues as nutritional deficiencies. We study cancer and heart disease as nutritional issues. We study diabetes as nutritional issues, and we study autoimmune diseases as nutritional deficiencies, and we study the therapeutic benefits, the healing benefits of vitamin A for night blindness, essential fatty acids for eczema, vitamin C for heart disease, chromium vanadium for blood sugar issues. That's how I
got myself involved with longevity when I heard Dr. Wallach talking about the same things we learned about in pharmacy school, about using nutrition for healing the body. You better believe I was bought in. As soon as I heard that Dead Doctors Don't Lie tape back in 1998, I was a believer in the longevity message and the longevity mission and what Dr. Wallach was talking about. If that sounds intriguing to you and you want to help other folks understand how to use nutritional supplements, how to use the longevity nutritional supplements, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number, 844-236-6010, Allison Hong Merrill, author of the book 99 Fire Hoops, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. So I read an interesting article this week, got my attention. This was an article that was published in the British Medical Journal, one of the most highly respected medical journals there is, the British Medical Journal. This article in the British Medical Journal was about junk food. In fact, they didn't call it junk food, they call it ultra-processed food. Most of us have heard of processed foods. Those are foods that have been made easy to sell, I suppose you could say. Packaged foods or processed foods. Processed foods are any foods that have been processed, really. Any foods that have been cooked or heated or macerated or extruded. Most foods that we ingest are processed foods. In fact, these days, the foods we eat are not just processed, but they're ultra-processed, meaning they're made themselves from processed food. An ultra-processed food is a food that is made from a processed food. It's one step more processed than a processed food. According to this article, ultra-processed foods are linked to heart disease, colorectal cancer, and premature death. Reading from the website Study Finds, junk food is unquestionably an unhealthy choice when it comes to nutritious eating. However, a new study reveals just how dangerous eating ultra-processed foods is, finding an increased risk of cancer, heart disease, and premature death. What they did not tell us, however, is that the immune system becomes suppressed with ingestion, and it doesn't take a lot of ingestion, of processed and ultra-processed foods. And this is why human beings are increasingly susceptible to microbial infections, i.e. viral infections. Perhaps you heard of monkeypox. Perhaps you haven't heard of tomato pox. And you're going to hear about more and more of these viral infections that are assaulting the human organism. And it's not because there's more viruses around. It's because the human body has been gradually weakened over the course of the last 120 or 130 years since we figured out how to turn foods into processed foods. A processed food or an ultra-processed food, which is an extreme version, is a food that does not have a life force. It's a food that the life force has been removed. You say, why would the life force be removed from a food? Why would a food company want to remove the life force from something they're selling to human beings to eat? Well, the reason is because a food that does not have a life force in it will last longer. A food that does not contain energy for life will not sustain bugs, bacteria, funguses. A food that does not have the life force, a food that has had the life force processed out of it, or ultra-processed out of it, lasts longer. It's preserved. It sits on the shelf. It can be shipped. It can be packaged in a box. And this is what most of us are eating. These kinds of foods are ultra-processed and processed, not for our convenience, but for their convenience. Because they last longer. They can be sold easier. And you can have factories that make them. And they're much cheaper in the long run to produce. And the profit margin is higher. This is why the biggest companies in the world are companies that make processed foods. Your Nestle's and your Nabisco's and your General Foods. These are General Mills. These food companies are the largest companies in the world because the profit margin on these processed foods is so huge. And human beings don't know what they're eating. We human beings are innocent. We don't realize what we're eating is a food that tastes good because it's got all kinds of brain-activating chemicals, i.e. excitotoxins, but does not have the life force in it. We don't need new vaccines. We don't need new drugs. We don't need new products from the pharmacomedical model to sustain us. We need quality food. We need food that has a life force in it. We need to stop eating the ultra-processed and processed food. There's no way you can subsist on the kind of foods that are included in the standard American diet and access your longevity, 120-year longevity, and have quality of life and be resistant to the inevitable microbial attacks that are going to occur as part of life. You don't need a vaccine, folks. You need a good nutritional supplement and quality food. All right, that pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We shall return right after this.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls if we have calls. This segment, Allison Hong Merrill will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about her memoir, 99 Fire Hoops, which is a memoir of resilience written by a Taiwanese immigrant who had to deal with the inevitable ups and downs of life, as well as the inevitable ups and downs of immigrating to a new country. Very, very easy to read and very entertaining book. 99 Fire Hoops, Allison Hong Merrill at the bottom of the hour, and your calls, 844-236-6010 if we have calls this segment. All right, so we're talking about these processed foods and ultra-processed foods, which, as far as I'm concerned, are really the key reason, the most important reason why we are dealing with this health challenge crisis that we're dealing with, not just chronic diseases, but infectious diseases as well. Monkeypox, tomato pox, all the various forms and mutations of this COVID virus, the COVID virus kind of scandal that's been going on for the last 3 years and it's going to continue to go on. And really, it's because we're not taking care of ourselves from the point of view of what we ingest. Now, certainly a nutritional supplement program can go a long way towards to helping mitigate some of the damage associated with the ingestion of these calories, these junk calories or empty calories, which is what a junk food is. A junk food is a food that gives you calories, energy, calories represent energy, without nutrition. That's basically what a junk food is. A food that has had the nutritional value processed or ultra-processed out of it. And while vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and fatty acids and amino acids and protein and macronutrients and micronutrients are really key elements of whole foods, and they are very important for helping the body use the calories that are contained in foods, there's a molecule, a type of molecule, a type of nutritional substance that's found in living foods, foods that are alive, non-processed foods, if you will, or whole foods, that are really the essence of life. And the main reason why processed foods and ultra-processed foods are so problematic is because they do not contain this incredibly important class of molecules. Many processed foods have vitamins added to them. Many processed foods or ultra-processed foods have minerals added to them, or even fatty acids and amino acids added to them. Many processed foods are sources of protein. Many people subsist on processed foods because they think they're getting their protein, and they think they're getting their micronutrients because they're added to these processed foods. But they cannot add this one class of molecules to processed foods. Most processed foods are empty of this one class of molecules, devoid of this one class of molecules, which is nothing less than the stuff of life. This one class of molecules is the key to all chemical reactions, and no chemical reaction can proceed without these incredibly valuable molecules. They're the engines of biology, and all other nutrients work by enhancing the activity of these incredible molecules. And most exciting of all, you can actually supplement with these incredible molecules. Of course, eating whole processed foods, whole unprocessed foods, whole living foods, fruits and vegetables, particularly also eggs and dairy, and to a certain extent, fish, as long as it's not overcooked, and meat if it's not overcooked, contain these molecules. What are these molecules called? They're enzymes. Enzymes are the stuff of life. And there's millions of enzymes, trillions perhaps of enzymes, maybe even more in the human body. They're biological catalysts, which basically means they're required. They're the essence, the sine qua non, without which nothing else occurs in life, in chemistry, in biochemistry. The human body has about 3,000 different enzymes, and every nanosecond that we are living, these flexible and dynamic molecules are doing their biochemical business. They're shape-shifting, contorting, renewing, breaking down, and reassembling at an incomprehensibly rapid rate. Every time a chemical changes from chemical A to chemical B, we talked about this before, all of biochemistry is just chemical A changing to chemical B, changing to chemical C, changing to chemical D in what's called a biochemical pathway. Chemical A changing to chemical B in what's known as a reaction, which is the very essence of being alive. Chemical reactions are the essence of being alive, and chemical reactions occur through the action of enzymes. Enzymes are like matchmakers that introduce chemical B to chemical A to make chemical C. Think of a matchmaker introducing a man to a woman to make a baby. And that's what an enzyme does. It introduces chemical A to chemical B to make a baby, called chemical C. The activity of enzymes are required for all biochemistry to occur. Technically speaking, enzymes are proteins, peptides, and they facilitate specific chemical reactions. A specific enzyme will facilitate a specific type of chemical reactions. You've got two major classes of enzymes. You've got metabolic enzymes. Those are enzymes that are made by cells. and they're responsible for all the different chemical reactions that occur in a cell and as well as outside a cell sometimes. In the blood, the tissue, organs, and the glands. Metabolic enzymes are required for the growth of cells, the repair of cells, the maintenance of cells, for genetics to work appropriately. Metabolic enzymes transform the protein and the fats and the carbohydrates that make up the foods we eat into the tissues and cells of our bodies. Think about all the stuff a body has to do. It doesn't do it without enzymes. It can't do it without enzymes. Metabolic enzymes are required to produce biochemicals. They support the function of every single part of the body, including the immune system. And the best way to deprive your body of these metabolic enzymes is to eat foods that are empty of nutrition, and particularly empty of enzymes. Enzymes are involved in energy production. They're involved in fighting infections and diseases. They're involved in the healing. They're involved in anti-inflammation as well as inflammation. They're involved in regulation of hormones. They're involved in anti-aging, and they're also involved in aging. In fact, enzymes are responsible for life, and enzymes are responsible for death. Yes, death. Death is actually a process. And no death would occur without enzymes. The body couldn't deteriorate and compost without enzymes. Enzymes are everything. All of life, and not just in bodies, they're in plants too. Enzymes equal life. And the main way that we get enzymes, except for the ones we're born with, is through foods. You eat foods that don't have enzymes, you will be deficient in enzymes. You're deficient in enzymes, you'll be deficient in biochemistry. You're deficient in biochemistry, you're going to get sick, and you're going to get age much faster. Period. End of story. And I haven't even told you about the digestive enzymes, which are the second class of enzymes. And interestingly, there's a relationship between the metabolic enzymes and the digestive enzymes. And we will definitely be talking about that on our next Brightside episode. But for now, I want you to know that if you are subsisting on ultra-processed or processed foods, if you're cooking your foods, if you're eating lots of fast foods, it behooves you, if you're interested in your health, to get yourself on an enzyme supplement. Of course, eating foods that contain enzymes is always going to be the best. So with your fast foods, eat some fresh foods. With your processed foods, eat some produce. With your junk foods, eat some foods that have a life force contained in them. Eggs and dairy and fresh produce, fruits and vegetables, and fish and meat, as long as it's not overcooked. And get yourself on an enzyme supplement. The ultimate enzymes are an awesome supplement, and while they're marketed as digestive enzymes, they'll help you with other things too. If you take your ultimate enzymes, for example, on an empty stomach, they can help you with pain. They have anti-inflammatory properties. They have blood thinning effects. And they'll help support metabolic enzymes, meaning they'll improve the biochemistry and the functioning of every single cell in your body. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll take a commercial break and come back with Allison Hong Merrill, her book 99 Fire Hoops. We'll return right after this. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. An airport worker with minimal flight training stole an airplane from Tupelo Regional Airport, where he worked for 10 years, and scared thousands on the ground in northern Mississippi. Corey Wayne Patterson circled the sky for 5 hours before safely landing in a soybean field where he was arrested. Patterson knew how to take off, just not how to land. At one point, he threatened to crash into a Walmart, prompting an evacuation. No one was injured. Patterson faces charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats. Federal charges are on the table.
Evacuation orders are in place after two wildfires ignited in Northern California. The Mill Fire, which began Friday afternoon, burned close to 4,000 acres by Saturday morning and is 20% contained. The Mountain Fire began Friday evening. It's only 5% contained and so far has torched close to 3,400 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The western U.S. is on the boiler with a heat wave not expected to break until Labor Day. Residents in California and Nevada are being asked to conserve energy, which is notable in the Golden State because of recently passed legislation.
Just days after approving a plan to ban the sale of gas-powered cars by 2035, California officials have asked residents not to charge their electric vehicles to avoid overwhelming the power grid over Labor Day weekend. The news was announced via a Flex Alert. Over 40% of the nation's plug-in vehicles are registered in California, and Labor Day is one of the biggest travel weekends of the year. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Michigan officials want to know how a voting machine wound up for sale on eBay. The voter assist terminal is used to help voters mark their ballots, often used by those with disabilities. The machine went missing from Colfax Township. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, citing an article by Cadillac News, said the machine wound up being sold through Goodwill's online auction site, as well as being listed on eBay. 4-ounce packages of St. James Smokehouse's Scotch Reserve Scottish Salmon are being recalled after a sample tested positive for listeria. They were sold earlier this year between February and June to stores in 10 states, including New Jersey. You should toss it out or take it back to the store for a full refund. I'm Kenneth Burns.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find many years of archived information, lots of great health information, all idiosyncratic and personal and singular, not off the internet, but out of my brain, based on my personal experience as a researcher as well as a pharmacist. It's all very unique and very helpful and very interesting. You can find all the longevity products as well on our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You'll also find a Join the Team link that you can hit if you want to start yourself a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, it's an ideal way to get your feet wet. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself, even if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Allison Hong Merrill is a Taiwanese immigrant as well as an author. Her book, which is a memoir of resilience as well as survival, is called 99 Fire Hoops. Her website, AllisonHongMerrill.com. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Allison Hong Merrill. Greetings, Allison. Good evening.
Hi, Ben.
Hello. Nice to talk to you, and thank you so much for writing this wonderful book. And what an amazing story you have, Allison Hong Merrill. And not everybody who has an amazing story motivates put it to print. So what is it that made you want to take this story? We'll talk about it specifically, but what is it that made you want to take your personal story and put it out into the world for everybody to read?
Thank you so much for the question. So there are actually three major reasons why I would like to, you know, that motivate me to share my story. First of all, my children. I have three sons who were interracial children. They're part Chinese and part Caucasian, you know, white American. And they were born and raised here in America, in Utah, actually. And we have been living in communities here in Utah where the majority of the population were Caucasian. So I was always the only person of color in my neighborhood. And so my children, when they were growing up, they were sort of embarrassed by the how different I was than their friends' mothers, right? And so they would come home from playing at their friends' homes, and they come home and say, "Mom, Mom, Mom, Dave's mom is so awesome." And I wanted to know why, and they told me, "Because Dave's mom speaks English." And I thought, wait, what? You know, what did that mean? And, you know, what they meant was Dave's mother doesn't have an accent, and I do, you know. And little kids, my kids noticed that. And then they were embarrassed, and they asked me when I went to their school to volunteer in their classes, they asked me not to take their friends out to the hall to teach them how to read, even though I could do it, you know. But they said, no, Mom, can you like, when you come to my class to volunteer, can you just cut papers? Can you just make copies? Can you just grade homework? You know, that kind of nonverbal task, so their friends will not be able to detect my accent and embarrass my sons, you know. And so that's when I realized, okay, my children do not know who they are, because 50% of them is me. They're an extension of me, but they are embarrassed of that part of themselves. So I'm thinking, if they cannot fully embrace 100% of who they are, then how are they going to love themselves, right? And so I thought, as a mom, I had that calling, I had that responsibility of sharing my culture, my Chinese culture, with my children to help them connect with their roots. And so I decided to write this book partially with the hope that they would grow up and read it and truly understand why I'm the way I am. Why do I speak with an accent and celebrate different holidays? And
how old are your children? I'm sorry, how old are your children now?
They are 22, 21, and 20.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You look so young. And so they've read the book, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
They've read the book.
No, they haven't, but they have, their friends have, and so they told them, their friends told them, "Oh, your mom wrote this really awesome book. Have you read it?" And they're like, "We live with our mother.
Yeah,
we
that's
know.
Right.
We don't
that's
need
right.
to read it."
They know your story. That's right.
Yeah.
So what are the other two reasons? You said there are three reasons. So your sons?
The other reason, yes. Another reason is, like I said earlier, that I always, my family always lived in this predominantly white neighborhood, right? And so my English was really, really bad when I first came to America, and I had no friends. My husband was my only friend. And so I had no friends, and that created problems, meaning when the neighborhood women, when they have book club discussions, they did not invite me. And they have, like, workout groups that they went to the gym together, they did not invite me. And so when my children were little, I put them to bed at 8 p.m. every night. And then from 8 to 10 every night, I had about 2 hours to myself, but I didn't know what to do because I had no friends to hang out with. And my husband enjoyed watching ESPN at night, you know, and he wanted to relax just by himself. And so I had those 2 hours. I didn't know what to do. So I decided to rearrange furniture in the house. So I like move a couch from the basement to the second floor, but obviously I couldn't do it. And so I would ask my husband to help me move furniture all the time, almost on a daily basis. And he got really, really tired. One night I asked him, hey, honey, can you help me move the couch? And he's like, well, didn't we just move the couch last night? And I was like, yeah, but I have nothing else to do, right? Just help me move the couch again. And this is back in 2006. Okay, back in 2006, it was a really popular thing to do was to start a blog.
Uh-huh.
And so he said, well, with all this time you have, why don't you just start a blog?
Uh-huh.
Well, the problem is I did not know what a blog was. And so the next day, I Googled what a blog was, and that's when I stopped rearranging furniture.
You started writing?
Yes. And so
is the book derived from the blog? I'm sorry to interrupt. Is the book derived from the blog?
Yes. So that was the beginning of my journey. Right. And then another reason, like I said, there were three reasons, right? My husband, my children. And the other reason is I'm from Taiwan.
Yeah.
And I came to America when I was 22, so I was an adult. And so I brought a big part of Chinese culture with me to America.
Yeah.
And so the first time I attended a funeral here in America, I was shocked. I was shocked at how at the funeral, it's somehow when people would just go to go up to the pulpit, and this was like in a church, right? And so people would go up to the pulpit and started to share their memories of the dead. Mm. But it somehow turned into like Comedy Central. You know, they started talking about the embarrassing things that the dead person did and how funny it was. I guess that was the way that they dealt with it.
They told jokes. They told jokes about the person.
Exactly. Yes. Huh.
And so telling your story is part of your culture. Telling the story is part of your culture?
It is, but in that moment when I heard people going up to the pulpit and started telling these jokes that the dead person
Allison,
did.
I want to hear this, but we got to take a break. We're ahead of commercial break, so continue when you come back. Allison Hong-Merrill's with us. We'll be back on The Bright Side after this.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Allison Hong Merrill. Her book, 99 Fire Hoops, a memoir. Allison, before we went to break, you were telling this really cool story about the funerals and about how people tell stories to relieve the, to kind of alleviate some of the grief. Continue with that, because that's kind of fascinating to me, how they actually tell jokes at the funeral.
Yeah. I feel like there's nothing wrong about, you know, telling jokes about what the dead person did, because that kind of help you forget the pain of grieving, right? And so, but then it hit me so hard in that moment. I thought, wait a second, what are people going to say at my funeral, right? And what kind of stories are they going to share among themselves, and would I be happy with the stories they share?
Oh, that's interesting. So you wrote it with an eye towards your funeral, like thinking about your what people would say at your funeral.
Yeah, specifically, it's like, what kind of legacy do I want to leave behind when I'm gone? Right? And because people are going to tell your story at your funeral for you.
Yeah.
And in the sense, I want to tell my own story, because I know my own story better than everybody else. And I want to share the part of story that I have lived through that I hope will become perhaps not only just memory or history, but empowerment or inspiration. And that's my hope, because I thought, you know, I don't want people to speak for me. I can speak for myself.
Your book can speak for you, too. Yeah, your book can speak for you. So, but here's a fourth reason, and this has kind of got my attention, if I could be so bold as to give you a fourth reason. It got my attention in your book. You said, you have a line in there where you talk about how Taiwanese people don't say hello when they meet each other. They say, have you eaten? Which I love. That's so cool. In other words, they really care. They care about you. And when they say, have you eaten?
Yes.
Are you sustained? Are you nourished?
Exactly.
So they're not, right? They're not saying hello, but are you healthy? Or are you satisfied? Are you full? Or are you nourished? So in a way, your book is kind of taking that principle and expanding it for folks, but like taking care of their needs, their nourishment needs. Because it's a very inspiring book. Your story is really, really inspiring. You came here to this country, and then you had this horrific experience with the man who brought you to the country, and then somehow, I guess you had your back against the wall. You kind of had to survive. Why don't you tell a little bit about the story? Because that's, if you don't mind, I know it's a little personal, but if you don't mind, tell a little bit about that whole aspect of how you got to develop this sense of resilience.
Yeah, so like I said, I was born and raised in Taiwan, in Chinese culture that has historically conditioned women and girls to always silently wait for men's permission to act and to speak. And that's how I grew up. That's how my father expected us, you know, me and my sisters, to always be obedient and do everything he said. But when I was 16 years old, I disobeyed my father's will. He didn't want me to, but I did. I I left our faith tradition of Buddhism, and I joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's pretty powerful. That's a big change.
Yeah, I was 15, right? I was 15-year-old mom to join the church, and my dad was so upset. But then I persisted because I still love peace and joy in the gospel. So I continue to rebel against my father to be good, which is ironic. You know, and when I was 21 years old, I was in college and I decided to drop out of school to serve a full-time mission for the church. And my father was furious and so he disowned me. So after my service, I could not go back home because, you know, he disowned me. And I could not go back to college because I dropped out. And at the time, I had a boyfriend. He was in Texas, and he heard about this whole ordeal, and he flew to Taiwan to propose to me. And so I came to America with him to marry him. And so I stayed with him in Texas for 16 months. And one night, I went back to our apartment, and it was around dinner time in November, a week before Thanksgiving. I went back to our apartment and everything was gone. All the furniture was gone and he was gone.
Wow.
He cut off all the utilities and he,
oh my God.
He returned the apartment key, so he terminated the contract and he took all the money in the bank. And here's the thing. At that time I was in America. I was in Texas, but I never learned to speak English because I depended on him heavily because he spoke fluent Chinese, right?
Mm.
And so I let him speak for me. And that's the thing. If you let people speak for you, you don't know what he's speaking about, right?
He could say anything.
Yes, and that's also another reason why it hit me so hard at the funeral. I'm like, I don't want people for me. I want to tell my own story.
Mm-hmm. A couple questions. First of all, why teach Church of Latter-day Saints? Why not any other? What was it about that particular perspective on religion as opposed to Catholicism or Christianity? Mm-hmm. What is it about that really attracted you or that compelled you?
Right.
That you found like you wanted to be part of?
Right. So my family of origin, my parents never had a good relationship. Their marriage was really unhappy. And my parents would fight physically. They would fight at home.
Physically, like punch each other, hit each other.
Yeah, my father would chase my mother out of the house into alleyway with the butcher's knife in his hand. And the neighbors would line the alley to watch. They would just watch it.
Oh my God.
And then my dad would, you know, try to kill her, and she would, you know, run out of the house, and if she was injured, and they fought all the time, so she got injured all the time. Every time she got injured, she would go back to her parents' house. She lived with a packed suitcase. She was always ready to leave him. But then after she was healed from the wound, she would always come back.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? And then the yo-yo pattern of this coming and leaving would just repeat. And so as a child, I watched that, and I thought, that's not the kind of family I want when I grow up, right? I want a happy family like my friends. My friends live in happy homes, right? And I wanted that. And when the missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they came to visit my family and brought the gospel teachings to my home, they talked about the importance of family. And when they were sharing the message with my family, I felt something different that I never felt anywhere else. And that was the hope of an eternal family in love, in joy, and in happiness, right? And the missionary said, this is possible. Families can be together forever. And we need to learn to love everyone. And that's when I thought, that's why my parents were not happy. They did not love each other. And that's why the church, specifically the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they're doctrine attracted me so much that I just knew that was something I wanted.
The emphasis on the family aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so we only have about a minute and a half left. You got so much to talk about here. What is it that you want people to understand? What is it that you want people to know, not only about your life, but about their life when they read the book, after they read the book?
Yes. Yes. I want everyone to know that your life is a summary of your choices. you have the power of choice. Like, you can choose the kind of person you want to be. You can choose the kind of life you want to live. Mm-hmm. And there's an extra layer to be human. You can choose to be obsessed with love and kindness, because I feel like that's what will change our world, is to love and be kind.
Yeah, do you think there's like a dearth or a shortage, a deficit somehow of love and kindness? Something as simple. It almost sounds even corny in our culture. It sounds kind of cheesy. But really, that's like a fundamental virtue, if you will, not just for people in their individual lives, but also in terms of a culture.
Yeah.
Where do we go wrong? Where do you think we went wrong?
Well, I think ultimately, well, I shouldn't say something is wrong, but I think people just forget the golden rule of, you always treat others how you want to be treated, right?
Yeah.
If you want people to treat you with love and kindness, then you do the same for the people you love. It's really simple to love and be kind. Like, even a smile at a stranger, right?
Yeah.
Even open the door for somebody.
Yeah.
Hold the door for somebody.
Yeah.
And I mean, just simple things. It doesn't cost you anything.
That's
I feel like if you are determined that you want to be a loving and kind person, I feel like you start paying attention to everything you do every day, and it will become a habit. You're just habitually kind.
That's beautiful. And you know what else? Your neurochemistry, your biochemistry changes. So you benefit. When you're kind to somebody else, your blood pressure drops. Your immune system gets stronger. Your aging process is inhibited or slowed down. Hey, Allison Hong Merrill, we're out of time. But thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, and thank you so much for your book, 99 Fire Hoops, 99 Fire Hoops. Allison Hong Merrill, have a beautiful evening, Allison. Thanks for coming on The Bright Side.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Okay, take care. That was Allison Hong Merrill. Her website, Allison Hong Merrill, NERRILL.com. Her book, 99 Fire Hoops. Really awesome read, and very inspiring as well. And that's all the time we have for tonight on The Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 6 p.m. MST. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.